KSJD's local news podcast is supported by Next 50 Initiative, reminding you to complete the census. It only takes a few minutes, and your participation will help ensure our region receives funding for essential services and programs. Visit 2020census.gov to help our community be counted.
With KSJD News, I'm Daniel Reisel. President Jonathan Nez has announced the Navajo Nation will switch to a shorter weekend lockdown after recent success in slowing the spread of the coronavirus. The lockdown begins Saturday night instead of Friday for a 32-hour period lasting through Monday morning. Nez said the nation's healthcare professionals will assess the shorter lockdown's effectiveness in the coming weeks. Environmental groups are suing a Utah state board that distributes oil and mining royalties to communities impacted by natural resource extraction. From KUER's Southeast News Bureau, Kate Gretzinger reports the lawsuit involves a proposed railroad that could increase oil production in the Uinta Basin along the Utah-Colorado border.
The lawsuit cites the 1920 Mineral Leasing Act, which established a framework for spending the royalties generated by drilling and mining on public lands. It says the money must be spent on projects that alleviate the impacts of extraction in the communities where they occur. The Utah Permanent Community Impact Fund Board oversees the distribution of these funds in Utah, and it has granted almost $30 million to develop a railroad to move oil out of the Uinta Basin. Wendy Park is a lawyer with the Center for Biological Diversity, which is suing the board.
The board gave away tens of millions of dollars to an oil railway project to aid the oil industry and to ramp up oil production in the Uinta Basin. And this has the exact opposite purposes of how these funds should be used.
The Utah Attorney General's Office, which provides legal guidance to the board, raised concerns about the legality of the railroad project before it was approved last June. The lawsuit is the first of its kind brought against the board and seeks the return of the money to the Community Impact Fund. Kate Gretzinger, KUER News.
The proposed line would connect to an existing rail in Colorado, which would then tie into the national rail network. This is KSJD News.